Amen. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Well, we come to the last meeting.
我们来到了最后一堂聚会了。
I hope that the insert in the previous meeting will be written in your heart.
我希望我们在上一堂聚会里面所插进来的话能够被刻在你们的心板上。
It's very important to see that.
我们看见这一点是非常重要。
Because this book of Ephesians is talking about building up the temple of the Lord.
因为以弗所书正是说到建造主的殿。
To build the church.
建造教会。
It's not simple.
这不是一件简单的事。
If it were a simple matter,
若真是一件简单的事，
the Lord would have already done it and finished the work.
主早就已经完成这个工作了。
But until this day, close to 2,000 years or over 2,000 years,
但是一直到今天已经过了2000年。
Where is it?
教会建造起来的教会在哪里？
So we have to really, like the song said, consider our ways.
所以我们真是要像诗歌里面所说的，省察自己的行为。
I don't know if you have considered your ways or not.
我不晓得你有没有省察过自己的行为。
The Lord knows. I have considered many times what.Went wrong.
主知道我多次在他面前省察究竟是哪里错了。
What happened?
发生了什么事？
I want to know.
我要知道。
Because for everything there must be a reason.
因为凡所发生的背后必定有原因。
Nothing happened just by itself for no reason at all.
没有一件事情是无缘无故就突然发生的。
Things are not that simple.
事情没有那么简单。
No. So the Lord told his people, consider your ways.
John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it upside down here? No, I'm sorry. Ooh, goodness. Oh, yeah. It's really upside down. Right. Okay, I hope it's okay now.That is why God told his people in Haggai to consider their ways.
所以神在哈该书告诉他的子民要省察你们的行为。
We all need to do that.
我们都需要这么做。
Not just once.
不是一次的。
But many times.
而是多次的。
So that we can learn.
好叫我们学习。
If you never consider your ways,
如果你从来都不省察自己的行为，
the church life becomes something of a routine.
教会生活就变成是一个立场公式。
And if you take a look at your own spiritual life, it's not going on.
然后你再看一看自己属灵的生活，并没有往前。
And you look at the condition of the whole church.
你再看一看全教会的情形。
Then you have to consider your ways.
你真的是要省察自己的行为。
Because if you don't,
如果你不这么做，
not only you will have problem, but God will have no way to go on.
不仅是你个人有这个问题，而且神也没有办法使他的教会往前。
That is why, considering the matter of building up of the church, we need to consider very much.
所以关乎建造教会这件事，我们非常需要在这里省察自己的行为。
If things happen, don't just excuse yourself.
如果有事情发生了，不要只是给自己找借口。
And don't just blame the others.
也不要一味的怪别人。
You need to consider your way.
你要省察自己的行为。
Right. What was lacking? What have we done?
到底缺少了什么？我们做了什么？
May the Lord have mercy on you.
愿主怜悯我们。
Right. So today the Lord is impressing our heart that his building work is heavenly.
所以今天主实在是要把这个印在我们的心里，就是他的工作是属天的。
And he is the architect.
他是建筑师，设计师。
He is the building.
他就是这个建造。
The building of the church is absolutely spiritual.
教会的建造绝对是一件属灵的事。
That means it cannot be done without the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，缺了圣灵就不可能建造。
And all the materials for the building.Is in Christ Jesus, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
而且一切建造的材料都在基督里面，基督一切测不透的丰富。
If you see this, you would not dare to use anything that is not the Lord Himself.
如果你看见这个，你就不敢用不是主的东西来建造。
Again, I mentioned, I will mention, the Father has given us all of these spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
我要再说，父已经把这一切的祝福在基督里赐给我们了。
The fullness of the triune God is in this person bodily.
三一神一切的丰满都有形有体的住在这个人里面。
The fullness of the Godhead.
三一神的丰满。
Right. And plus his perfect humanity.
再加上他完全的人性。
And he brought forth a new man.
他产生了新人。
And his word tells us to put off the old.
他的话也告诉我们要脱去旧人。
Right. And that we should be filled in spirit.
而且我们要在灵里被他充满。
And Paul said in Corinthians, right, the first Corinthians chapter 3, the materials is gold, silver, and precious stones.
保罗在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们，建造的材料是金、银，还有宝石。
Everything from him.
一切都是从他那里来的。
Made in heaven.
在天上制造的。
Designed by God.
由神所设计。
It is, in fact, God Himself.
真实来说，就是神自己。
I'm all the time reminded in Psalm 90, where Moses prayed, God, or Lord, you have been our dwelling place from generation to generation.
我常常想到诗篇九十篇，神人摩西说道：“神啊，世世代代你是我们的居所。”
God is our dwelling place.
神是我们的居所。
And the whole New Testament shows us, my, this wonderful heavenly city came down from heaven, out of heaven from God.
整本圣经也让我们看见这个属天的属灵的城是从神那里由天降下。
Having the glory of God.
有神的荣耀。
Now you ask yourself.
那你问一问自己。
Do you see the glory of the Lord?
你有看见主的荣耀吗？
In your church.
在你的教会中有看见主的荣耀吗？
What do you see there in your church?
在你的教会中你看见什么？
The church must be filled with the glory of God.
教会必须被神的荣耀所充满。
But many of us don't care.
但是我们很多人都不管。
Right? If we are in a meeting and we are all just sitting there like this, you think you can see the glory of the Lord?
如果在聚会中我们每个人都是这样坐在那里，你想你看得到神的荣耀吗？
And some of us are sitting there and our mind is somewhere else and...
我们有一些人虽然是坐在那里，但是心思已经飘到不知道哪里去了。
I know in some places, people are just, texting in the meeting.
我也知道有些地方有人在聚会中就是一直在那里按手机。
And some maybe is watching something.
有一些也可能是在那里看手机里面的一些录影。
Is this the glory of the Lord?
这个是神的荣耀吗？
And everybody look bored, sitting there look bored.
每个人坐在那里都显得很闷，很无聊的样子。
Is that the glory of the Lord?
这个是主的荣耀吗？
So don't just be for doctrine.
所以不要光要道理。
If the church is filled with the glory of the Lord, you will see it.
如果教会被神的荣耀所充满，你会看见的。
Or if there is no life in a meeting, many of the saints can feel it.
或者如果在聚会中没有生命，许多的圣徒也会察觉出来。
Don't think the saints are ignorant.
不要以为圣徒们是无知的。
Isn't that true?
这个不是真的。
They may not show it here, and they may not say it here in the meeting, but after the meeting, there will be blood from the top.
他们可能不会在聚会中这么说，但是散会后出去就会一直的说。
You think what they will say? Oh, so glorious!
你想他们会说，哇，那个聚会这么荣耀啊！
Have you heard that many times?
你有经常听到这样的话吗？Not that many.
Not that many times.
没有那么多次听到人这么说。
So, what kind of a church are we building? And we are in the book of Ephesians, okay?
那我们究竟是在建造怎样的教会呢？我们在这里看以弗所书哦。
That is why I had a strong feeling in the previous meeting not to talk about Ephesians, but firstly to show everybody the nature of the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以我在上一堂聚会有很重的负担，不是要看以弗所书，而是要让大家知道这个属天的耶路撒冷它的性质是怎样的。
So I hope the saints will be impressed and not to forget about it.
我希望圣徒们有了这个印象，也不要把它忘记。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Now let's continue with chapter 4.
现在我们继续来看第四章。
Beginning in chapter 4, Paul started to talk about how to build the church in practicality.
从第四章开始，保罗就在这里说，我们实际的如何建造教会。
The key word after chapter 3 and chapter 4 is the word walk.
从第四章开始，这里的关键词就是行。
You know a lot, but you don't walk according to the truth.
你知道的很多，但是你并不按着真理去行。
I have been telling everybody almost for 20 some years now, knowledge, to have the knowledge is not the way.
已经有二十几年了，我一直在告诉大家，知识不是建造教会的路。
No wonder Paul said knowledge will make you puffed up.
难怪保罗要说知识叫人自高自大。
It deceives you.
他会欺骗你。
You think you know.
你以为你知道了。
Well, show me the thing.
Sorry?
Show me the substance.
那就把实质的给我看。
I can talk to you about gold.
我可以跟你说到金子如何如何。
I can know, oh, describe it.
我可以形容，把金子形容得很好。
But when this brother will ask me, oh, show me your gold.
但是如果这个弟兄来告诉我，把你的金子拿出来给我看，我要四处搜一搜，没有。
没有。
I don't have any gold.
So what's the use of talking about gold?
那一直说金子有什么用？
The Lord says, don't talk about gold.
主说你不要在那里讲金子。
Come to me and buy, pay the price for it.
付代价来买。
Gold doesn't just drop from heaven, you know.
金子不会这样就从天降下来给你的。
May the Lord have mercy.
愿主怜悯。
So the building of the church requires that we have a certain heavenly walk.
所以教会的建造需要我们有一个属灵的这个行走，
属天的，
属天的行事为人
也是属灵的，
是属天也是属灵的。
If you don't have that kind of a walk, you only have the talk, but not the walk.
如果你光有这种说法，却没有这样的行事为人
，That's vain talk.
这个是虚谈。
Empty words.
你所说的都是空的。
This is what Paul says. Empty words.
这是保罗说的，都是虚谈。
Only empty doctrine.
就是虚空的道理。
So if we don't have the walk,
所以如果我们没有这种的行事为人，
better not talk so much.
我们还是不要说那么多的好。
I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling.
四章一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You have to have a walk worthy, corresponding to the heavenly calling.
你的行事为人要与你所蒙召的恩相称相匹配。
The chapters following chapter 3 is just summarized in this one word, walk worthy of the heavenly calling.
所以前面三章的那个总结浓缩起来就是说，行事为人要与所蒙的恩召相称，
Especially the leading brothers.
尤其是带领的弟兄们。
You have to be an example in your walk to all the saints.
你要做众圣徒的榜样，是在你的行事为人上。
Otherwise, we're bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt.
否则，我们在属灵上是破产的。
Because we don't have the thing.
因为我们没有实质的东西。
We like to talk.
我们喜欢说
like to speak, right?
都很喜欢讲。
Everybody likes to be a speaker, right?
每个人都喜欢做演讲者。
Do you?
你们喜欢吗？
I hope not, right?
我希望你们不喜欢。
But do you like to have a walk?
但是你喜欢有这样的行事为人吗？
Or do you like the talk?
还是你喜欢光说说而已？
T-A-L-K or W-A-L-K?
说还是行？
It's easy to talk, but it's hard to walk.
说说是很简单，但是要行出来却没有那么容易。
And the first thing that Paul said is, with all what? Lowliness.
第一件事就是凡事谦虚谦卑。
Lowliness,
低微的。
Don't think it is easy.
不要以为这个容易哦。
We all like to be up here.
我们都喜欢高高在上。
We don't want to be down there.
我们不喜欢处于低下的地位。
We like to be in the pedestal here, higher.
我们喜欢站在讲台上，因为比别人高一等。
Don't you like that?
你不喜欢吗？
It is shameful.
这个是羞耻的。
To try to be so high and lofty.
你想要那么居高位，是一件羞耻的事。
There is only one person that is high and lofty.
只有一位。是居高在上的。
The one sitting on the throne.
就是坐在宝座上的那一位。
Nobody else in the church life has that high position.
在教会生活中，没有其他任何人有这一个地位。
If we have that kind of a desire, that's the end of the church life.
如果我们有想要居高位的这种心，教会生活就完蛋了。
Remember, I always like to talk about Proverbs chapter 6, the seven things that the Lord really hates. The first one, the top of the list, is a proud look.
我很喜欢说到箴言第六章，主所恨恶的第一件就是那个高傲的眼目。
Nobody in the church life is anything except our Lord Jesus Christ. He is all and in all, and we are nothing.
在教会生活中，唯有主耶稣，主耶稣基督是一切，我们什么都不是。
If you think you are something or somebody, then you will have a hard time to gain Christ.
如果你自以为自己是什么样的人物，那你就很难得着基督。
He who uplifts himself will be brought low.
凡高抬自己的，就要被降卑下来。
And if you are lowly, then let the Lord uplift you, not you yourself.
但是如果你自己谦卑，主就要把你提升起来，你不要自己抬高自己。
So the walk that is worthy of the calling, the first point is lowliness.
所以根据所蒙的恩召的这个行事为人，他的第一点首点就是谦卑。
Not only humility, but lowly.
真正这里也可以，应该是翻成
降低啊，降卑自己啊。The Lord was God, but He lowered Himself to be a slave.
主他是神自己，但是他自己降卑来做一个仆人。
This is not easy.
这个不容易。
Pride is the sin of the devil.
骄傲是魔鬼所犯的罪。
He wanted to be so high like God.
他要像神一样的高。
That will always damage and kill the church life.
这种心态肯定要破坏，要扼杀教会生活。
Don't underestimate that point.
所以你不要小看这个点。
Lowliness and gentleness.
凡事谦虚温柔。
No politics.
没有政治。
Don't be a diplomat.
不要做外交官。
Be truthful.
要真实。
The Lord says, "Let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay."
主说是就说是，不是就说不是。
Nothing in between.
没有灰暗地带。
Anything that is in between is of the evil one.
凡是处在这个灰色地带的，就是出于那恶者。
Yeah. With long suffering, bearing one another in love.
用爱不温忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Not your definition of love.
不是你对爱的定义。
If you really love, you will speak the truth.
如果你真的是爱，你就会说真实的话。
That's why Paul says we have to speak the truth in love.
所以保罗说要在爱里说真话。
Even if it hurts.
即使是 会使你觉得痛。
Right. Love is not our normal definition of love.
爱不是我们普通所说的那个爱那种定义。
It is heavenly love.
爱是属天的爱。
It is God Himself.
就是神自己。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
Then in verse 3 it says endeavoring to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
第三节用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It's not just oneness.
这里不仅是一。
It's the oneness of the Spirit.
乃是属灵的一。
That means our oneness is the Spirit.
也就是说，我们的合一是出于灵的，是灵。
Without the Spirit, there's no oneness.
没有灵就没有合一。
Yeah, there can be other kind of oneness.
当然可以有其他种类的合一联合。
That's a club oneness.
有一种是叫做俱乐部的合一。
Party oneness. You're building a party, 党派的合一，党也是合一嘛，对不对？
Yeah. If you have a party, you have a oneness there.
But our oneness in the church life, in the heavenly Jerusalem, is the Spirit.
在教会生活中，在新耶路撒冷，我们的合一是出于灵。
That's why Paul defines this oneness.
所以保罗在这里给这个合一下了一个定义。
One body, one spirit. It is the Spirit.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。
The body without a spirit is dead.
身体没有了灵魂是死的。
没有灵。
没有灵。
Without the spirit is dead.
没有灵的身体是死的。
This is what Jen said, right?
这是雅各说的。
The body without the spirit is dead.
没有灵的身体是死的。
So the one body is based upon the one spirit.
所以一个身体是基于一个灵。
And one hope of your calling.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord.
一主。
One faith.
一信。
One baptism.
一洗。
Because our faith is related to the Lord. We only believe this wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们所信的是信我们这个独一的主耶稣基督。
And not only believing in him, we are baptized into this union with him.
而且不仅是信他，我们也受浸与他联合，是一了。
And he comes into us.
而他也进到我们里面。
This is our oneness.
这是我们的一。
Our oneness is not apart from one Lord.
我们的合一不能够在一个主以外。
And then one God and Father of all.
里面一神就是众人的父。
You know, when we talk about one city, one church,
当我们说到一个地方，一个教会，
that the ground of the church is the ground, the boundary of locality.
我们说到教会的立场，就是这个地方的界限。
If you truly have the view of that,
如果你真的有这个看见，
you will realize that that ground of the church is for the preservation of the oneness.
你会发现教会的这个立场，一地一位的立场，是为了保守合一。
But what kind of oneness?
但是是怎样的合一呢？
It's oneness of the spirit.
是灵的合一。
Not a man-made oneness.
不是人造的合一。
No.
不。
None of us is obliged to keep a man-made oneness.
我们没有一个人有义务要持守人造的合一。
It happened many years ago.
很多年前这种事发生过。
One with the apostle.
与那个使徒是合一的。
One with his ministry.
与他的执事是合一的。
One with his office.
与他的执事，他的办公室是合一的。
办公室，执事站的。
Sorry, 执事站。
But in English, it is office. They call it office. And so everybody is at that time very surprised. How can he be one with the office?
你如何与一个执事站合一呢？
What station? One with the station. What do you mean, one with?
这个是什么站？如何与它合一呢？
But nobody ask.
但是没有人问这种问题。
They say, okay, we are one. Hallelujah.
大家就说好，我们就合一吧。
One with the office. Amen.
我们与那个执事站合一。
You want to keep that kind of oneness?
你要持守这样的合一。
Then you lost the ground of the church.
那你就失去了教会的立场。
Don't think, oh, one city, one church, so easy. Now we are a church. Why? Because one city, one church.
你不要以为是这么简单，一地一会，所以我们就是这里一地一会了，就这样。
一地一什么会啊？ You have to ask.
You have to ask what kind of a
One city, one earthly church?
是属地的会吗？
One city, one man-made church?
一地一个属人的人造的会吗？
50 years ago, I may believe that.
50年前，我或许会信。
Even 30 years ago.
甚至30年前。
But after 25 years ago.
但是25年前。
I have to consider what is the true meaning of the ground of the church.
我必须思考究竟教会的立场真正的意思是什么？
死了还是教会啊？
Is it still the church when it's dead?
Brother Bong 啊，
皇帝兄，
变成巴比伦了还是教会啊？
If it has become Babylon, is it still the church?
人在做丑了还是教会啊？
If a man has become the head, is it still the church?
有了教皇了还是教会啊？
If you even have a pope there, is it still the church?
变质了还是教会啊？
The nature has been changed, and it's still the church?
1937 in a book, Consider Our Mission, by Watchman Nee.
这是尼托生弟兄在1930年代所写的《公卓的再思》。
But he changed in 1947, 10 years later.
但是十年后1947年他改变了。
Now that he totally threw away that one, the boundary of locality, no.
不是说他完全丢弃了那个这个地方界限的这个。
But if you go and read the book further talks of the church life in chapter 1, Watchman Nee says the ground of the church, the first point is the authority of the Holy Spirit.
但是如果你再去读尼托生的这本书，就是公卓的再思，
教会的路，中文叫教会的路，
教会
中文那本书是教会的路，
第一章你就会发现他所说的第一个重点是圣灵的主权。
Because if the Holy Spirit is no longer the head there,
因为如果圣灵在那里已经不再是头了，
if Christ is not the head anymore,
如果基督已经不再是头了，
is replaced by me,
已经被我所取代了。
Now I'm the head,
我是头啊。
Then you can forget about the boundary of locality.
那你就忘掉这个地方的界限，这个。
You can forget it. You don't have to even talk about it anymore.
你根本不用去提说它。
Otherwise, it's just like a pair of shoes.
就好像一双鞋子。
If I lost the left shoe.
如果我把左边那一只弄丢了，
then I can forget about the right shoe, right?
那右边那一只也就算了吧。
Would you prefer to get another pair of shoes and another shoe and put it on your left foot?
还是你要拿另外一双鞋子的那个左边的那一只，然后这两个不搭配的来穿呢？
Oh, maybe this is a new fashion.
或者这个是新的潮流。
People run out of ideas, eh?
现在什么花样都有了。
But unfortunately, people picked up the concept in 1937, but they disregard what Watchman Nee wrote in 1947.
很遗憾的，有人只要了1937年尼弟兄所写的，但是十年后他所写的，他们却不要。
Disregard.
他们却不顾不管。
So the ground of the church became a slogan: One city, one church. One city, one church. One city, one church.
所以一地一会就变成了一个口号。
哇！我是一个属肉体的，站这个立场就是一地会，我就是教会啦。
So if I were a fleshly man and I stand on the ground of the church.Then I am part of the church.
Not just part of the church, I'm the church.
You are very daring.
Oh, I'm the church because I'm standing on the ground of the church.
因为我站在教会的立场，我就是教会了。
那么便宜啊。
Is it so cheap? 你来念一念以弗所书。
The church is heavenly.
教会是属天的。
Church is Christ.
教会是基督。
The body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
他的身体，这个充满万有者的丰满。
Should be full of life.
应该是满了生命。
The whole Bible talks about a church in a very spiritual way.
整本圣经说到教会，都说到它是非常属灵的，是用属灵的字眼来形容的。
That is why the book of Ephesians talks about the oneness of the Spirit.
所以以弗所书说到圣灵的一。
Right. Then he said concerning the matter of the ascension, the practical building.
然后就说到基督的升天还有实际的建造。
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive.
他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌。
And gave gifts to men.
Amen. 将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Gifts, not position.
恩赐不是地位。
He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds and teachers.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints to do the work of the ministry.For the building up of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Not to rule over the saints.
不是要在这里掌管圣徒。
No.
不。
But they are there to serve the saints.
乃是要在那里服侍圣徒。
And to perfect the saints spiritually.
要在属灵上使圣徒成全。
To help the saints to really know Christ.
帮助圣徒认识基督。
To mature in life.
在生命里成熟。
Otherwise you will be, an eternal apostle.
否则你就成为了一个永远的使徒。
And if you are a speaker, you're an eternal speaker.
或者如果你是一个讲者，那你就成为了一个永远的讲者。
And you are the eternal listeners.
你们就是永远的听众。
姊妹听了几年了？
How many years have you been listening, sister?
很多了，多年了。
Many years.
二十年有了啊，三十年有没有？差不多啊。毕业了没有？
About 30 to 40 years. Have you graduated?
奇怪啊，三十年了还不毕业。
This is strange. It's more than 30 years and you have not graduated.
长大成人了没有？
Have you grown up and
matured? 没有，那你还需要几年啊？还需要再三十年。
Neither. So do you need another 30 years?
你以为我开玩笑啊？
Do you think I'm joking?
我不是在骂你们啊，你不要说苏弟兄在骂我嘛。
I am not scolding you. Don't say John is scolding us.
我是要叫你们醒悟过来啊。
I would like to awaken you.
对不起啊。
I'm sorry.
我都不知道要怎么说的。
I don't know how I should put it.
我们需要到主那边去。
We need to go before the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. 三十年了。
30 years.
应该是成为一个属灵人了。
You should have become a spiritual person.
像保罗告诉哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹们。
Just as Paul told the saints in the church in Corinth.
我以往不能够给你们干粮吃啊。
I could not give you solid food.
现在还是不可以啊。
But even now, I still cannot.
你们还是在基督里为婴孩啊。
Because you are still babes in Christ.
你想永远做婴孩吗？
Do you want to remain a baby forever?
Yeah.
How about you?
You sure? Then you better grow up spiritually.
那你就要在属灵上成长。
And this is what Paul was saying, that we should be no longer children in verse 14.
在十四节，这也正是保罗所说的，使我们不再做小孩子。
Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine.
被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
Strange, Paul said, by the trickery of men, by the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
奇怪哦，保罗说中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
We all need to grow.
我们都需要长大。
We all need to mature.
需要成熟。
Not just to believe blindly.
而不是瞎着眼睛这样来信。
Yeah. When you mature in life,
当你在生命中成熟，
you will be able to discern.
你就能分辨。
Because you become a spiritual man.
因为你成了属灵人。
Paul said in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, the spiritual man discerns all things.
在灵前二章保罗说属灵的人看透万事。
Otherwise, even after 20 years, 30 years, you still cannot tell what is what.
否则过了二三十年你还是不能分辨。
Don't be such kind of a Christian for the building up of the heavenly Jerusalem. No, it cannot be like that.
不要做这样的基督徒，为了属天耶路撒冷的建造，我们不能做这样的基督徒。
You have to grow.
你必须成长。
No, Paul tells us how to grow up into Christ as the head in all things.
保罗教导我们怎么样成长。就是要在凡事上长进，连于元首基督。
Then the Lord will rule in your heart, will rule over you.
然后主就会在你的心里作王掌权，掌管你。
You will be one that will follow the leading of the head.
你就会成为一个跟随元首的人。
Otherwise, you will not be able to tell what is what.
否则你根本没有办法分辨。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
For the building up of this wonderful heavenly church, we all need to grow up.
为了建造这个奇妙属天的教会，我们都需要长大。
You should tell the Lord, Lord, I want to mature in life.
你要告诉主，主啊，我要在生命中成熟。
Then we will arrive at the real oneness.
然后我们就会达到真正的合一。
Yeah. It says here, until we'll all come or arrive to the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen. 十三节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Yeah. That means the maturity is the increase of Christ in all of us, the full stature of the measure of Christ.
也就是说这个成熟是让我们长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
You will be a person who know Christ.
你会是一个认识基督的人。
And if you know Christ, no one can deceive you.
如果你认识基督，就没有谁能够欺骗得了你。
You cannot be carried to and fro by this teaching, that doctrine, this interpretation, that interpretation. If it is like that, the church will fall apart.
你就不会被这个教训、那个教训所摇动、飘来飘去。要不然教会怎么能够被建造呢？教会就会垮掉。
Oh, we want to use this way and this method, and then there will be so many human ways, and you cannot discern. Everything looks good, right?
你就会用这个办法、那个方法，看来每一样都很不错，你就没有办法分辨了。
Paul's fellowship concerning the matter of the building is very real and practical.
保罗交通道关于建造教会，它是非常实际的。
Remember this word that we should no longer be children.
你要记得这一句话，使我们不再做小孩子。
But speaking the truth in love, or holding the truth, or truthing it in love.
唯用爱心说真理。或者是在爱里行真理。
Because this word truth here is used as a gerund, truthing it. Oh, we cannot translate that in our language, no.
这里说到的说诚实话，其实它是用动词来行真理。
来真理。来真理，意思就是说
，to truth，
我们要得着的是那个实际的东西。
It means we want to gain the real thing。
我们爱这个实际的东西。
We love the real thing。
你如果是这样的话。
If you are such one,
是一个追求真实的
a person who seeks the real thing,
基督做你的实际
who seeks Christ to be your reality,
你才会在凡事上长进元首基督里面去了
You will grow into Christ the head in all things.
我们很喜欢解经啊。
We love to expound the Bible.
好了，解得对，解不对也罢。
Well, good and so be it. Whether our interpretation is correct, good or not.
但是有没有实际的东西啊
？But do you have something real and practical?
要不然你怎么长进元首基督里去？
Otherwise, how do you grow up into the head?
不长进元首基督里面去，又怎么样从元首基督里面出来？有什么东西来建造基督的身体啊
？And if you do not grow up into the head, how do you have something that is coming out from the head to build up the body?
保罗's word is very clear here, right?
保罗在这里所说的非常清楚。
That we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, and out from Him who is the head, Christ, the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint that supplies, according to the effective working of each part.And that will cause the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen. 保罗说我们凡事长进连于元首基督全身都靠他或者说出于他联络得合适百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己。
This is the body of Christ.
这就是基督。
This is the way the body is built.
这个就是身体建造自己的
方法。Full of the practical reality of Christ.
满了基督的实际。
The oneness of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, the living Son of God.
对，直到我们在真道上同归于一，真认识神的儿子。
But today we are not even agreeing on the truth in the Bible.
但是今天我们对于圣经中的真理，甚至都没有办法认同。
You have your view, I have my view, he has his view, and I have my own understanding and interpretation. Where is the oneness?
你我他个人有自己的看法解经，那到底这个真道的合一在哪里？
We have to know the reality.
我们要认识这个实际的真实的。
This is a real thing. What is this, sister? What is it?
姊妹，这个是一个什么东西啊？
What do you call this in English? Huh? A what? A mug.
这是一个马克杯。
Right. You agree?
你同意吗？
How come you agree with?
你为什么要同意他
说的？ Don't you have your own view?
你没有自己的看法吗？
这个是什么？
It's a thermos.
That's in Chinese, yeah. It's a thermos mug.
Thermos mug.保温杯。
Well, yeah, but it's also a mug, right?
也是一个杯、yeah. 对不对？
对，杯是杯嘛。What is this?
这个是什么？
I think mine is
No matter what word you use, we are all one because you see the real thing here.
不管你是用什么词，我们都同意这是一个杯，因为你看见这个真实的东西。
But if you don't see it,
但是如果你看不见它，
we'll discuss about a mug.
我们来讨论一下杯，马克杯。
There will be a lot of opinion about it.
那我们就会有很多的意见。
But if you see it,
但是如果你看到它了。
There's no need of interpretation, right?
根本不用去解释它。
What's the content?
里面装的是什么？
What do you think?
你认为呢？这个是什么？
How about you?
那这个弟兄，你认为？
How come you don't have your own opinion?
Come on. 为什么你没有自己的看法？人家说水，你就说水。
Because I see.
You think I'm joking?
你想我是在开玩笑？搞笑。
You think this is kindergarten example?
你想这个是幼儿班？我在这里教你们水。
If you just deal with doctrines, you will have a lot of strange thoughts and interpretation.
如果你光是在讲道理，你就有很多奇怪的思想和解释。
But if you break through the doctrine and touch the reality, no question.
但是如果你冲过了这个教训，而去摸到那个实在的、真实的。
If you know Christ,
对，你就不会有。
I know Christ.
你认识基督。
Every one of us knows the riches of Christ. There's no argument.
每一个都认识基督的丰富，就不会有争议了。
But if you don't have the experience.
但是如果你没有那个经历，
and you just have the knowledge of an interpretation or exposition of some verses,
你光有知识解经，
we will be fighting.
我们就会在这里打架了，争吵。
Yeah. That shows that we are children.
这就表示我们还是小孩子。
At least fleshly.
至少是属肉体的。
Now let's go to 17.
我们往前看第十七节。
This I say therefore, testifying the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk.
Amen. 所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。
In the futility of their mind.
存虚妄的心。
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Don't think we Christians cannot be like that.
不要以为我们基督徒不会这样。
Otherwise, Paul would not say, "Hey, do not walk as the Gentiles walk."
否则保罗就会不会这样劝勉我们说，不要像外邦人那样行事为人。
So, many times we walk like the Gentiles.
很多时候我们行事为人都还像外邦人。
Right. So, we have to put off the old man, put on the new.
所以我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Now let's jump to chapter 5.
现在我们跳到第五章。
Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love.
Amen. 所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
And walk in love.
也要凭爱心行事。
As Christ also loved us, and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
Amen. 正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Well, even the Lord sacrificed himself to God as an offering.
连主自己也把他自己当作供物献给神。
So we should also do the same.
所以我们也应该这么做。
To experience this wonderful love of Christ and present him as an offering to the Father for a sweet aroma.
经历基督奇妙的爱，然后把它当作一个馨香的祭物献给神。
Now if you have love,
如果你有爱，
and walk in love,
并且是行在爱中，
you will get rid of fornication,
你就会除掉淫乱，
uncleanness,
污秽，
covetousness,
贪婪。
It says, let it not even be named among you.
在我们中间连提都不可。
Filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, which are not fitting.
Amen. 淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜。
If you have love,
如果你有爱，
and walk in love,
并且在爱中行事，
you will get rid of all these things.
你一定除掉这一切。
For this you know, verse 5, no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
Amen. 因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Serious words.
这是严厉的话。
Put away all this.
除掉这一切。
And let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Do not be partakers with them.
所以不要与他们同伙。
Now another walk, verse 8.
第八又再提到行事为人。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Amen. 从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
Amen. 总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Are you doing that?
你有这么做吗？
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather expose them.
那暗昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒、
oh,
要责备。
You will say, no, no, love them.
你会说不不不，要爱他们。
But Paul says, expose them.
但是保罗说要责备。
Whatever is darkness in the church life, you have to expose it.
在教会里凡是黑暗的，你要铺路它。
But you have to be a person who is for the truth and righteous.
你自己必须是一个要真理公义的人。
Then verse 15 is another walk.
第十五节提到另外一种的形式。
See that you walk wisely, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。 Amen.
You have to understand what the will of the Lord is.
你要明白主的旨意。
You have to be a seeking person.
你要做一个寻求的人。
Be wise.
聪明的人。
And how can you be wise?
你怎样才能智慧呢？
By being filled with the Spirit.
就是借着被圣灵充满。
You remember the wise virgin?
也记得有聪明的童女。
They are full of the Spirit.
他们是满了圣灵。
Because this wisdom is wisdom from above, not from below.
因为这种的智慧是从上面来的，不是下面来的。
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then in verse 21, it says, "Submit to one another in the fear of God."
二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Amen.
Amen.
In the fear of God.
敬畏神。
Then Paul is very practical. He talks about your daily life, wives and husbands.
接下来保罗说到非常实际的事情，做妻子的，做丈夫的。
Children.
做儿女的。
Employees, employers.
雇主，雇员。
Yep. Very practical.
都是很实际的。
Don't act spiritually in the meeting and then quarreling at home.
不要在聚会里表现得很属灵，在家就吵架。
That's not very good.
这不好。
The walk is not in the meeting, the walk is at home, at work, in your daily life.
行事为人不是在聚会里，而是在你的家庭生活，在你的工作，在你日常生活中。
As children,
身为儿女的，
you need to walk circumspectly.
你要有智慧，要谨慎的行事。
Wisely,
要有智慧。
Yeah. Walk in love, walk in light, walk circumspectly.
行在爱中，光中，谨慎。
Walk in spirit,
行在灵里。
It's not a matter of work, doing this Christian's work, that Christian's work, wow, 很热闹。
不是在这里做什么工作，这样那样的基督徒工作。
But it is how we walk.
乃是我们如何行事为人。
That is the way to build up the church.
这是建造教会的路。
That is why preparing the offerings for the Father in your daily life is a very necessary thing to do.
所以在日常生活中，为父在那里预备祭物是一个非常必要的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go to the last part of chapter 6.
现在我们来看第六章的最后一部分。
You just have to remember the building of the church depends on how you walk, okay?
你就是要记得教会的建造，它是要看你如何在日常生活中行事为人。
Yeah. That's very important for the building.
你的行事为人很关键，关系到教会建造。
That is the reality of living Christ.
就是活基督的实际。
Amen. Now, finally,Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 10.
第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God. that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
啊，问你们一个问题，你们是跟谁征战的？
So let me ask you this question: Whom are you striving against, fighting against?
是跟弟兄姊妹们征战啊。
Against the brothers and sisters?
血肉啊。
Flesh and blood?
或是跟那天上那执政的、啊、黑暗的权势征战的、啊、
Or against the principalities, powers of darkness in the air.
When we are fighting each other in the church life and dividing and arguing and all of this, with whom are you fighting?
我们在这里征战、争吵、分裂，到底是在跟谁征战？
Brother Chua, 蔡弟兄啊，你说啊，是跟属灵的征战呢，或是我跟你征战呢？
Against the spiritual hosts of wickedness or against each other?
保罗是说，不是弟兄姊妹们在那边争啊。
Paul says it is not against the brothers and sisters.
但是我们的征战是跟属天的、属灵的。
Our struggle, our fight, our warfare is against the spiritual hosts of wickedness.
Yeah. Are we doing that or not?
我们有这么做吗？
Maybe many of you are not interested in chapter 6, right?
可能很多人对第六章不是那么感兴趣。
Chapter 6 shows us the ultimate purpose of the church is to defeat the enemy.
第六章让我们看见教会最终的目标就是要打败仇敌。
Not to fight one another here.
不是在这里彼此相争。
If we are fighting one another here, who is happy? Who will be victorious?
如果我们是在这里彼此相争，谁最高兴，谁得利？
Who will be victorious? You or me?
谁会打胜仗？
We're fighting each other, with Brother Ho and me. We're fighting each other. Finally, I think I will win, right? Because I'm healthier, right?
我们两个弟兄在这里打，我想我会赢啊，我比较健康一点。
Right?
我会赢，对不对？
Wrong.The winner is the devil.
错，赢的赢家是魔鬼。
You want him to win?
你要他赢吗？
Then let's fight.
要的话我们就打吧，来打。
I will fight with you, and you fight with me, and who's going to win?
我们两个人在这里相争，看谁赢。
Sorry, you do not have that feeling within you. You're not fighting a spiritual battle.
很抱歉，你里面没有这个感觉，你在打一场属灵的战。
That shows you're not spiritual.
所以这就看出你不是一个属灵人。
That shows we're not building up really the body of Christ.To fight this heavenly battle. No, we're not.
也就是说我们没有在这里把这个身体教会建造起来，来打这一场仗。
If you see this in chapter 6, you won't be fighting one another, okay?
如果你看见这个，你就不会在这里彼此相争打仗。
If you want to fight with me, I'll just go home. I'm not going to fight with you.
如果你要跟我打架，我就回家，我才不要跟你打。
I will say, Brother Ho, you won. Goodbye. Go home to California.
我就直接说你赢，你赢，我回家。
No need to fight. What are we going to fight?
根本不需要。
What are you going to fight about? Doctrine?
你要争什么？争道理吗？
I will never fight with you concerning doctrine. Okay.
我绝不会为了道理来跟你相争。
What are we going to fight about? Tell me. Position?
我们要为什么来相争？为了地位吗？
You want position? I'm not for position. He can have it.
你要地位吗？让给你，我不要。
Please.
你来，你来，请。
What is there for us to fight about?
我们到底要相争什么？
We should be fighting against the enemy.
我们应该是与仇敌征战。
Instead of fighting one another.
不是在这里彼此征战。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
We're fighting against. And Paul, again, Paul is so wonderful because he lists out everything to completely, okay? He is a complete list.
保罗真的是很奇妙，他能够把我们所征战的这个一一的列出来。
We are against the wiles of the devil.
对，我
against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. My, he was.
他那么的清楚都列出来，抵挡魔鬼的诡计，执政的、掌权的、管辖幽暗世界的。
The rest you can read for yourself. Time is up.
其他的你可以自己回去看。
But before we end, I'm going to bring you to Revelation chapter 19.
但是在结束之前，我们再来看启示录第十九章。
What is the most wonderful thing about Revelation 19?
启示录第十九章最美妙的是什么？
What? Tell me. 啊？
是什么？
The what?
The marriage feast.
Yeah.
Amen. 婚姻。
Who is getting married?
谁要结婚啊？
Christ and the church, the bride has made herself ready, right? Okay. That's very, very good. Now let's read.
我们来读。
Let us be glad, verse 7. And rejoice and give him glory for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. Good.
第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Okay. Now, how do you know it's ready? Because to her it was given to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
Amen.
For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
因为叫他的心腹蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
That is the first part of chapter 19.
这是十九章的前半。
Now the second wonderful thing is the army of Christ coming with Christ to fight the last battle.Of Armageddon.
下一半也有一个奇妙的，就是基督与他的精兵来，他们要来这个与仇敌征战。
Amen.
就是这个亚马基多敦之战。
Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
Who is this?
这个人是谁呀？
Christ.
基督。
So the bridegroom became the general of the fight, the battle.
所以新郎就成了要领军作战的元帅。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王。
Now what about his army?
那他的军队是怎样的呢？
Is he coming alone to fight?
他是独自一人来征战吗？
You think it's going to be glorious if the Lord comes and fight by himself against the enemy?
如果主自己一个人来跟仇敌征战，很荣耀吗？
What do you think?
你认为很荣耀吗？
No.
不荣耀吗？
Why not? You'll show forth his Superman.
为什么不？他可以显示出他是超人。
I don't think it's very glorious.
我也不认为很荣耀。
He has an army with him.
因为他有一支军队。
Of course the Lord can fight the battle by himself and win.
当然主自己一个人就可以战胜仇敌。
But he's not glorious.
但是没有那么荣耀。
He needs an army. Now who is this army? Let's take a look.
我们来看这支军队是谁。
Yep. Verse 14. And the armies in heaven clothed in what?
Fine linen.
What? Fine linen? White and clean?
Amen.
Where did you see this fine linen, white and clean?
14节，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
Verse 8, who is wearing that in verse 8?
第八节，是谁在穿细麻衣？
The bride.
是新妇。
And now it's the army.
新妇成了军队。
The wedding dress becomes an army uniform.
她的那个婚纱成了军队的制服。
You may think, John, you're joking.
你可能会说，苏弟兄，你开玩笑啦。
你以为我是开玩笑吗？
Do you think I'm joking?
It proves to you that the bride became the army.
这个就证明新妇成了那一支军队。
Exactly the same as in the book of Ephesians, the bride in chapter 5 became the army in chapter 6.
正如在以弗所书第五章，基督的新妇成了第六章里面的那个军队，战士。
You cannot say, I want to be the bride, I'm not going to fight the battle.
你不能说我要做新妇，但是我不要去征战。
Sorry, you have no choice.
对不起，没有选择哦。
If you are really the bride, you will be in the army.
如果你真的是新妇，你就会在那一支军队里面。
But if you have not learned to fight the spiritual battle today, how can you be in the army later?
但是如果你今天没有学习属灵的征战，你怎么可能在那支军队里面呢？
Who was in the army here?
这里有谁是当过兵的、军人的？
You just came out of the army, right?
这位弟兄刚从军队里面出来。
What did you do in the army?
你在军队里面做了些什么？
You train yourself.
你被训练。
They train you to fight.
你被训练作战。
I'm sure Singapore Army will not send anyone to war without training them, right?
我深信新加坡的军队
Am I right?
不会差遣一个没有受过训练的人、
oh, yeah,
去作战。
Of course, our brother is there, right?
当然，我们的弟兄在这里。
Will you send anyone to fight, not knowing how to fight, not trained, not even know how to pull the trigger?
你会派一个没有经过训练，连开枪都不会开的人去作战吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
You think the Lord will do that?
你想主会这样做？
No.
不。
So may the Lord open your eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
Don't fight with one another.
不要彼此相争。
You fight against the principalities and powers.
我们是与属灵气的恶魔征战。
Spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places.
对，就是这些执政掌权在空中属灵气的恶魔。
To repel all the wiles of the devil.
要败坏魔鬼一切的诡计。
To defeat him.
要战胜他。
And we need to be trained today in the building up of.The kingdom, the unshakable kingdom, the New Jerusalem.
所以今天在建造这个不能震动的国，新耶路撒冷的时候，我们需要受训练。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We end Ephesians with the battle.
我们看以弗所书的结束，也是这个特会的结束，就是以一个征战来做结束。
Onward, Christian soldiers.
基督的精兵往前冲。
Hallelujah. Amen.